What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color have made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams. As always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? So welcome to Tuesday's episode. So again, this is kind of like the spring break week coming up for at least me out down here in the south, I guess. I don't know. Like, Florida's weird. Like, the further north you get, the more southern it gets. I don't get it. But so I will be out for that recording session. So instead, I'm doing it early, which means that we just recorded one and record another one back to back. Make sure we have no breaks. Keep you guys locked in and engaged. Definitely continue to tune in. Again, Monday, Tuesday, our topics. Wednesday, discussion is coming up. Thursday's Ask Assist Pete. So if you have not already, go back and listen to Jacob Hill. But if you are in real time, you'll be listening to Sam Brown coming up this week. And then Friday, everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. We'll probably talk about spring break. Please like, share, and subscribe. I always forget to say it, or at least I say I always forget to say it, and I say it anyway. I don't know. But we need those numbers to come up. My goal is to hit 500 pretty soon. I think we're at like 340, 350. And it's slowly ticking up. So please share with your nerdy friends and get us to 500. Then, you know, we're Joe Rogan. I'm just kidding. Like, he has like 5 million. Small steps. I want 500, then I want 1,000. Like, it's about moving up. And then you can also read articles. So every episode now also has an article. So you can read those on Medium. You can subscribe there, or you can read them on LinkedIn if that's where you're coming from. We just want to make sure we're able to touch on all the senses. You can read the article. You can read the episode. You can watch the episode. You can listen to the episode. But the articles only hit the key points, right? And it's not a transcript. So do all the above. It's all on the same page. But without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. This article actually comes from cyberscoop.com, written by Christian Vasquez. And the title of this one is FCC Approves Cybersecurity Label for Consumer Devices. So what they're pretty much talking about here, right, is the IoT device. So what they've labeled this is the U.S. Cyber Trust Mark. And what it's going to do is going to give members a better, or consumers a better understanding of the security of their Internet of Things devices. Now, this is pretty good, because you can go back through the catalog, which I suggest you do, because there's some good stuff in there when it comes to these podcast episodes. Great stuff. All right. So we've talked about this several times, about the IoT devices that have been used as the attack vector to get in and do, you know, some hacking, get in and get that private information that people don't want out there, because these are things that are kind of, it's a sell it or forget it, kind of like a fire or forget type thing. These companies will sell these devices and then not worry about, you know, upgrading them or updating them or doing anything like that. So what they're trying to do, and here's the thing with these devices, like, everybody wants smart everything. They want the smart light bulbs, you know, they want the smart phones, they want the smart anything you can think of in your house, TVs. When you start doing these things and you make them smart like that, you start connecting them to the internet. Right? What does that do? That opens you up to these different vulnerabilities and to these different attacks that are happening out there. Right? So what the FCC has done is they've come up with an approval for this U.S. Cyber Trust Mark. Right? And so what it is this is a White House initiative that was started, and it's kind of modeled after the what is it called? Energy Star rating. So, you know, when you go and you buy products, you see that Energy Star rating. There are some people that see that and it's like, oh, it's going to save me money because it's not as resource heavy or
power hungry.
That's a better way of putting it, right? It's not as power hungry. So I'm going to save some money, you know what I mean, using this device. It's kind of the same thing for this IoT devices, for this U.S. Cyber Trust Mark. What it's saying is that, hey, it's been validated through these companies that these devices, you know, have been properly vetted to where they're more secure than what some things may have been in the past, things of that nature. So there's cybersecurity standards that have to be met, right? And these are the standards developed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is NIST, right? Very common organization out there that does a lot when it comes to cybersecurity. A lot of the cybersecurity things that we talk about here, you can find throughout NIST, right? It's not just like for us being a Department of Defense, like we use stuff from it as well. But like the civilian world is out there using NIST, you know, to manage how they do their IT and cybersecurity. But the hope with this is that it gets to a point where when you see that US cyber trust mark, it's just like Energy Star, right? It's like, okay, I know this device is going to be safe. So I will put, you know, this Ring camera on my front door, right? Or I will put this security camera, you know, in this bedroom, you know what I mean? Things of that nature. Because we've talked about this, like I said, several times in the past. We brought up how IoT devices have been used to hack into systems, right? We even had the one where it was the aquarium in the casino. It was the thermostat.
Internet
connected,
it was the thermostat.
Right? Yeah. So like something as small and innocuous as that was used to get into a network and start hacking and getting around and doing dangerous things. So this is a good thing. Like, hopefully this comes into fruition, right? Because like when we talked about this, Ryan, you looked it up, man. It was the story was from like December of 2021 when we did that, like you said. So like we've been talking about this for a while. So the fact that we come to this point, like this is good, but let's get some momentum with it. You know what I mean? Because this is a good thing. And maybe I'm more excited about it because I am a cyber guy and it is something I will look for, right? You know what I mean? But to the regular person, maybe they're just like, I don't know what that means. You know, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like what kind of campaign are they going to put out there to notify people about this? It's kind of like you hope you see something like when they were changing the boxes, like from analog to digital when it came to the TV signals. You remember that?
I do remember
they had those commercials out and stuff like that. Like maybe they'll do something like that. Like if you maybe make people hate it, be like, oh, I'm sick of seeing this, right? But then it'll be something when they go to a store, they're like, oh yeah, they were talking about this on TV, even though I was sick of seeing that commercial. But get the word out there, right? It shouldn't just be us, you know, to our soon to be millions of subscribers, you know what I mean? So it should be
there it is
as well, you know what I mean? So, but Ryan, what's your thoughts on this, man?
I think everybody should like, share, and subscribe. I definitely believe you should jump on that bandwagon to get our numbers up there and to make sure people are tuning in. Because we're talking about, we're finally hitting topics we talked about 3 years ago almost. That's crazy to me. We've been in the game for a little bit. So we're consistent. We're always dropping episodes. We really are passionate about what we talk about and we really enjoy it. So definitely continue to tune in. With that being said, I'm excited because, like you said, it's going to potentially make things safer. Like these companies don't have to jump through hoops, and not bad ones. It's just that when they make an IoT device, it is fire and forget. They don't necessarily have to update firmware. They don't necessarily have to care about what the next 6 months to 6 years looks like. But with this being a requirement or a stamp of approval that should have people's engagement and interest, they'll have to hit certain requirements to make sure these products are safer for longer. They're still going to have end of life at some point. But right now it could be end of life could be when as soon as it comes off of the assembly line. Like we have no clue how long they're going to support that thermostat or that set of Christmas lights or that light bulb and things of that nature. Like you have to think about the smaller things that people don't really think about. They just play around with as opposed to televisions and refrigerators and things that should already have long shelf lives, but they may not. It gets everything back in line. So that way you have all these different devices will all have a set of standards that have to be met. And it's not just us. The UK is passing the same or very similar. I'm sorry, the EU, not the UK. I don't know what the UK is doing. They may be doing, I don't know. They got princesses and duchesses to worry about. I don't know what's going on there. But the European Union is very pro-consumer. So they seem to be a little bit more in the game. They have a way of doing things, a patch of legislation that's very pro-consumer very quickly. So the European Union is already working on it. Singapore is already working on it. And then you throw in the FCC working in conjunction with Homeland Security and the Justice Department in order to Justice's Office of Internal Affairs. I'm going to have to clean up that whole transcript. That's going to suck. in order to get this to be pushed out and be an international standard. So I'm all for it. I think it's a great idea. Will people care? I think they will over time. I think, like you said, it's going to be seen on the box because you're going to see one brand of television and another brand of television, and one is going to have the badge and the other one won't. And it's just one less badge on it, which makes it like, I don't know. It's what's different here? And which hopefully will make them think about it. Because it's kind of done now. Like if I go into a department store and look for a TV, which I wouldn't because I'm too TV bougie. All right. But if I were to, like, I just bought a TV for the youngest. When I was looking through all of the different brands and what have you, because you go to Walmart or you go to Target and you have, I saw brands I never heard of before. Like, one was called Just On. I assume it's a new product being, you know, trying to get a foothold. Extremely cheap. And I looked at the badges and it had a lot of the badges I was looking for. But then I saw the Roku next to it, and the Roku had all the badges, the Apple TVs and so on and so forth, the proper resolution, and then all the preloaded apps. And I was like, I'm going to go, it's like $30 more expensive. I'm going to go with the one that has more badges because I know it'll be a little bit more future-proof. So hopefully it'll be the same thing when it comes to consumers and buying these IoT devices. They'll look at two thermostats and say, well, this one doesn't have this, whatever the badge is going to look like, and this one does. So I'm going to go with this one because it's safer, even though they might not know all the technicalities behind it. So that's just how human brains work. So I think it's a good idea, and I think it will work out. It'll just take a few years. If I was in charge of the commercial, like, I would have it, like, I would show Johnny in his house, and you'd have his voice assistant of choice playing and music and the TV and be all happy with his family. And then I would show another house and call him, like, I don't know, Sam or Bob, and it would be engulfed in flames because he let the terrorists take his devices over and burn his house down. That's what I would do.
He let the wrong one in.
Right. You bought the thermostat that didn't have the badge, and now look at you, ashes. he's in the ashes screaming. That'll be like, they should hire me. I got it.
That's a good commercial.
It's only like 30 seconds. It's really fast. You get to the point very quickly.
Why didn't I look for the U.S. Cyber Trust Mark?
Yeah, there you go. We could be like Kevin on stage with Spectrum commercials. If me and you just do a series of commercials for cybersecurity, they should hire us. But in all seriousness, though, I think it is a good idea, and it's good to see it finally come to fruition. Hopefully, it'll start rolling out next year at the latest. It's been a long time. I initially forgot about the topic, and then as I was scrolling for stuff to talk about, I was like, oh, yeah. I remember this, and then I had to dig back through the archives, like you said. If you have not done so, you should do the same thing. You should also pull up our playlists, because we have three playlists. We have season one playlist and season two playlist. Those are video. And then we have a playlist that's all just the audio podcast, and another one that's all just Ask a CISP. So we have multiple playlists. Just go ahead and run it in the background. I don't even care if you listen to it. Just run it. get those numbers up, people. But if you listen to it, there's gems in there as well, right? We have hundreds of hours of us talking about cybersecurity stuff, so definitely check that out. Hit up all the websites that go by our name. It'll either be The Other Side of the Firewall, The Other Side of the FW, or Ask a CISP. You can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on Twitter, Threads, LinkedIn, Instagram, soon to be TikTok, maybe. And then you can read the articles that I put together, which is it's 80% me, 20% ChatGPT, where basically I have it pull the transcript down and give me the synopsis and key points so I can try to structure a good article. Because writing an article every day is a lot. So I need a little bit of assistance. If you're a writer, though, that would be normal. I'm not a writer, so. But definitely tune in for all that stuff. Again, if you go to Medium or LinkedIn, every day there is, or every Monday through Friday, there is an article for each episode. And then the episode and the audio, video and audio, I should say, are both embedded in the page with links to all that good stuff. So one-stop shop on LinkedIn and Medium. And then you can subscribe to our newsletter. We have about 767 subscribers, which I'm pretty proud of. I didn't expect that many people to say, cool, I would like you to hit my inbox every week. But that's just a weekly newsletter. I just give you a rundown of all the episodes on Friday mornings in your inbox so that way you can catch up in case you missed something. So hit up all those websites that go by our name. You hit me up personally. You hit up Chris at Chris Abacon on LinkedIn as Chris A. Bacon. And yeah, just keep tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Stay safe. Stay secure. The book.